You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a program from our archives. Apart from the four seasons, there exists a wide variety of fluctuations in climate. And the success of a crop often relies upon a farmer's awareness of these subtle changes. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. For many apple tree growers, there's a brief period of time tucked between winter and spring upon which their whole future crop depends. Bill McKentley is the owner of St. Lawrence Nurseries in New York. This time of year, he's grafting apple trees, cutting a branch off of one apple tree and carefully joining it to the detached root of another tree. When planted, the branch and root will grow together to form a new tree with the same quality apples that grew on the tree the branch originally came from. But if this process is done at any other time than the last few weeks of winter, the graft will fail.
Once the sap stops flowing, you don't graft. And it has to be done at a very, very specific time of the year when the plants are ready. And when they say we're ready, we got to do it. Because if we don't do it, we miss it for that year.
The time for grafting is usually in early March. For 3 long weeks, McKentley and his fellow workers will go down to a warm cellar to tie thousands of branches and roots together and wrap them with rubber bands. Although the job may sound tedious, McKentley says that it's a way for him to stay in touch with nature's cycles.
Spring is on its way when I know we're going to be downstairs making new trees. We do anywhere from 10 to 14,000 grafts a year. Just about when you're done, you're just about getting sick of it. But boy, next time rolls around, you're really looking forward. You see that sun rising in the sky in the morning, you know the days are getting longer, and wow, you can't wait to get down here and start making some cuts.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.